Good morning, all. Today is Monday, 2nd of April, and right now it's partly cloudy on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. We can expect temperature ranging from low of 26 to high of 31 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. Wind is supposed to be blow from southeast at 10 to 25 km per hour. It will be breezy. And for later on, forecast predicts partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 73%. We are all invited to a gathering of residents on Thursday, April the 5th, between 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Kalabumi Amphitheater. All residents are strongly urged to attend this important event and question, discuss and brainstorm for the future. For more information, questions and suggestions, we can still email rasservicelist@oroville.org in, or we can call on 948-6623-749. And of course, the town is getting excited over the first sacred music festival, Kabir, which will happen this weekend on 6, 7 and 8 of April in Oroville. In those 3 days in Oroville, we will have a chance to see 45 artists from Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal. And there would be films, workshops, exhibitions, talks, and all of them are free. So on Friday, there will be theater play at Udavi School from 2:30 to 3:30. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 4, they will show Kabir film screening. And at Udavi Sports Ground at 7:30, it would be live music concert. And on Saturday, in Kripa at 2:30, there would be talks and workshops. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 4, again, Kabir Film Festival screening. Live music concert starts at 7:30 in Kalabumi. And on the last day, on Sunday, at 2:30 at Kabir at Bharat Nivas, would be Kabir film screening. And then at 3 at Kale Kendra, it would be art exhibition and talks. And at Cinema Paradiso at 4, again, Kabir film screening. And in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, at 7:30, it will be live music concert. Deepanam School is inviting the community to a short musical evening on Friday, the 6th of April at 7 p.m. in the school. The children of age group of 10 and 11 years old, which are dolphins and rainbow horses, are going to present the songs which they are practicing with Jivatman and Joy since the beginning of the year. Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Visitor Center, B-Boys from Germany within Each One Teach One program founded by Anne Schmeckes will present breakdance, hip-hop and the Rap for Peace program with Mohanam Sound Crew. Besides this performance, they will also perform at Gandhi Beach on Pondicherry at 5th of April at 5 p.m. and on 8th of April at 8 p.m. at Aurodan Gallery also in Pondicherry. And in the evenings are holding workshops on breakdance between 5 to 7 p.m. at Verite for this week, which means it will be going on tonight, on Wednesday, Thursday and on Saturday. On Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we can see Loretta's film, The Teaching of Flowers, the life and work of the mother of the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. 4th of April is also anniversary of Sri Aurobindo arrival to Pondicherry in 1910. This fully researched documentary video tells mother's life story and her work with flowers, and it contains all of her flower teaching along with stories told by ashramites, set in framework of beautiful living flowers and paintings and drawings and photographs of the ashram in the early days. Working Committee informs us about book release, Auroville Architects Monograph Series, the first book, Auroville, and within that Architects Monograph Series, this one would be on Popo Pingle, authored by Mona, Dr. Pingle, and will be released in Auroville by Dr. Karan Singh and Mrs. Malika Sarabhai on 7th of April from 9:15 to 9:45 at Town Hall in Conference Room. The research and publication of this series, which will also have monograph on Fiero and Gloria Ciccornesi and Rogers and Jer's work specifically in Auroville, has been supported by a grant for Teaching Desire and via the Project Coordination Group of Auroville as well as the Council of Architecture. The publisher, May Pin Publishing House, Amebadat, are offering the book on that day at 50% discount, which is 1,000 rupees, to Aurovillians, newcomers and students of architecture. At Savitri Bhavan, they will hold a full moon gathering on Friday, 6th of April at 7:15 to 8:15, and the gathering point is in front of Sri Aurobindo's statue. At Pavilion of Tibetan Culture International Zone on 7th of April, Tibetan doctor will be visited. For appointments, you can call Kalzang on 262-2401 or you can email to kalzang@auroville.org. The consultation will be held at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone. Transition school students and teachers warmly invite everyone on Wednesday, 11th of April, between 10:30 a.m. to noon, to an open house of Transition School. We will be able to meet the children and see some of the work they have been doing this year. The Auroville Research Bamboo Center offers training to individuals and groups in bamboo furniture and bamboo construction from 10th to 13th of April for the bamboo construction and from 18th to 20th of April for the bamboo furniture. Every Monday from 10 a.m. until lunchtime in Buddha Garden, we can follow an introduction to sustainable food growing. We can contact Priya for more details at priyaauroville.org or we can call on 944-432-26653. And in case if you didn't know, we do have an accessible for all, including guests, online events calendar. The schedule of events for the week are on the AuroNet login page www.auroville.org and there's no need to log in. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Ijazat, Permission, made in India 1987 by director Gruzar with Reco. And tomorrow, at the same place and time, they will screen an Italian comedy, Cosmonauta, made in Italy in 2009 by director Susanna Nicciarelli. On Wednesday, they will screen documentary, Luisa, made in Germany in 2011 by director Katharina Pelker, and it's the winner of Golden Dove and German Short Film Awards, and it's telling the surprising story of a sensuous emancipation. One single spark of thy sublime light, one single drop of thy divine love, can transform this suffering into an ocean of delight, wrote the mother in the prayers and meditations. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on ourradio.org.